The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. Hey, this is the place we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by my friend and colleague Doug Neal, certified financial planner, and of course Craig Montana, another friend, I think, running the studios. He's just kind of going, well, maybe.
Well, he's a Cowboy fan, so maybe.
All right. Well, we might be one of the few non-Cowboy fans, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Welcome to the program. We're here to kind of get you going into the holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty slow downtown today. Mm-hmm. There's looks like a ghost town.
It's not much going on.
No, there's not much going on today at all.
But the markets are still going on, and I'm pleased to report that at least at this particular point in time this morning, everything looks up.
Yep, everything's green.
Mm-hmm.
But that shouldn't bother you.
No.
Because it's going to go up and it's going to go down. Well, it's gone down. It's given back everything we've earned so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
As the indexes, the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones, it may not be in your particular investments.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be invested differently than what the markets are.
Or you could be one of those folks who has some sort of an investment vehicle that you don't care whether
that's
the market
right.
goes up, down, gyrates all over the place. It can be a long-term thing or a investment vehicle or a no-term investment vehicle. There are those out there where you basically put a buffer underneath your investments and you go, yep, okay.
Okay, I'm good.
So, right?
That's right. So that's what planning does for you. You
mm-hmm.
can develop a depends on where you are in your life, too, because if you're not approaching retirement, you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s, you want to save as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, the market just dropped a whole bunch. Should you quit putting money into your accounts?
Yeah. How about your 401k? Should you go to cash and just sit there and do nothing? No more contributions? No more, as we call them, deferrals into your account? Woo! Let's have a little discussion about that when we come back from the break.
That one, and also since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, you're probably a great majority of you are going to be with your family.
Yep.
And maybe your folks. If they became incapacitated, what are you going to do? Where are their papers? Where are their tax returns? Where are their
healthcare policies?
Yeah.
Anything else that you need to know about? Maybe their wills and medical directives. Usually you get all those things together. What if they need to go in for care? One of them's kind of out of commission, and now the other one is out of commission too. What do you do to try and find out what they have, where is it, etc.?
Well, we'll talk about that later in the show too.
Yeah.
We'll get all those things.
Things you need to know from your folks.
Yep.
Yeah. Very important. Plus, we'll take a look at what's going on in the markets, right? A little holiday cheer sprinkled in, right? So, also, we'll talk about some giveaways coming up at some stores.
Hmm.
Yeah, and some of it's starting already. So we'll talk about that too. Keep you up to date on everything. In the meantime, you got a question, comment, concern. This program is for you. It's all about you and your money and your family structure and how all that works together, right? So give us a call if you got a question this minute. We'll take it in private on the phone if you call 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Hey, you're not doing anything. Give us a call. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony and Doug on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Mahindra tractors are built to give you more lift capacity, more built-in weight, more peace of mind, and more year-end holiday savings, like zero down, zero interest for up to 72 months, or more Mahindra savings up to $8,600. Only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to Asco Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for end-of-year savings on Mahindra tractors.
Now through December 31st, see us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
If you're looking to upgrade, update, or add to your current space, Woodson Lumber should be your first stop. They offer a wide range of lumber, building materials, fencing, and farm and ranch supplies, along with all the tools you need to get the job done right the first time. Woodson Lumber also carries a full line of GAF and Tamco shingles for all of your roofing needs. No matter the size of your project, Woodson Lumber is your local one-stop shop. All at Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Looking for a stellar automotive experience? You'll find it at Hyundai of Brenham. Come see the all-new 5-passenger 2019 Santa Fe and the brand-new 2018 Kona, along with all the other great Hyundais. Plus, Hyundai offers America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, along with Hyundai Assurance. And their auto financing team is standing by with solutions to fit your individual needs. Shop online 24-7 at BrenhamHyundai.com or stop by Hyundai and Brenham at 1710 Highway 290 West.
For backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food at a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations available by calling 979-830-0450. With over 30 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talent of Design 2.
It's Brenham Cub playoff football Friday afternoon on KWHI. The Brenham Cubs, winners over Bernie Champion in the bi-district round of the playoffs, move on to the area round to take on Sherryland. Friday afternoon, Cabinet Stadium in Corpus Christi. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. Join Tommy Lange and me for all the action. 12:30 pregame on your voice for Cub playoff football. AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Getting in to the swing of things here on this morning's edition of the Money Makeover Show. We're with Neil Financial Group. We have offices in Central Texas, in downtown Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And the other one's in Houston, about a mile or so from the Galleria shopping area. Whew, just far enough away from all that holiday shopping. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of parking, easy parking, easy to find,
mm-hmm.
as long as you stay off the West Loop.
Yeah, you do not go there.
That's under construction. Just, that's nasty.
No. But hey, there are other ways around it. And so we have folks that come in, even from here, and go to Houston because maybe they got family, friends, kids, whatever.
Met with a daughter yesterday. Her folks were out here, but she worked in Houston and wanted to get together there. So fine, we meet there.
Sure.
Don't have to come to Brenham.
Yep.
So we got a lot of people from Houston coming to Brenham, too, though.
Well, yeah, they want to come out here and maybe spend the day. And
we encourage that. Come have lunch and look at the stores and stuff. But also, we're in a license to do business in 16 other states.
Yep.
So we are more than just what you hear on the radio.
Well, yeah. And also, like, for instance, I travel to other cities all up and down the Gulf Coast and all around Texas for 401k plans.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of plan installations, plan revampings, and just talking to
education.
The participants. Yep.
A lot of education.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we got you covered all over the place. And let me give you our phone number for the office, because those of you who can sneak away for maybe a half hour or an hour and come and bring in whatever's been on your mind, you're considering doing some new things for the new year. Hey, if you're considering December, end of December, and you're walking out for the last time from the door of your employer because you're retiring, you need to come in for that free review. Please do that. Make sure your ducks in a row, especially if you have things like a pension that they're going to make you make decisions on. You got, what, 5-10 choices of how you want to take that? Whoa, wow. What's the best thing?
And how does it work?
Yeah. You don't want to sign on that thing and not make the best choice, because there is not a do-over on that. Once you make that decision, you're locked in. So please take advantage of the free review. What's your health care going to be, et cetera, et cetera? Can you keep some things? Are you going to go maybe retire and then come back as an independent contractor? We got lots of people, especially in the oil and gas business, who do that. How do you set that up?
All those things you've just been saying, Tony, have nothing to do with what type of return do I get on my money? But
no,
yet they really don't. Huge impact on your life. Probably a whole lot more than what type of return you get on your money.
Yeah, what is your account doing today? Well, that's just one part of things.
That's really kind of a small part in the overall scheme of things. Had a nice couple that we've been working called yesterday. They were thinking of buying a new truck. And the question was, should I pay cash? Should I take a short-term note, long-term note, put some money down, make payments? How should we do that in light of everything else that they're doing? But we happen to be working with them, so we had a good discussion on that one. It gave them some guidance on the decision is theirs, but what feels good for them and what are the ramifications of doing it one way or the other?
Now, if you do this, this is what you need to look at happening. If you do this, that will happen. All of these other things. And how does it play into the rest of their financial picture?
Yep.
What's going to be to their best advantage? And that's what we do, one of the many things, as financial planners, not just insurance salesmen,
not investment brokers.
Yeah. Right, not just that. Do we do those things? Sure, we can do those things. Can we advise you on those things? Sure, we can. But how everything fits together for you is the most important part of things going forward for you. So here's our phone number at the office. Make that commitment to come in and have that free review. Free review. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. And hey, nobody's going to try and shake you down, get your hand in your pocket, anything like that. You come in and we talk things over, answer your questions, and wow, what a great thing. 979-836-2903. All right, so we mentioned earlier, markets are doing much better this morning. For those of you who've been anxiously watching your account numbers, and I know some of you do. We have to expect these things. I mean, these things are going to happen. Does it mean it's like, oh my gosh, you should never do this again, or oh my gosh, it's horrible? I'm blah blah. No, especially those of you who have retirement plans or IRAs, etc., that you're putting money into on a regular basis, keep putting it in there. Remember, when the market is crummy, you're getting things at a discount.
You're getting more for your dollar. You're getting a better value than if it's high. And that's what works the best on savings, is put the money away. Mm-hmm. And then you save, then you have some.
Yeah.
It's just the planning part is when something's going to change in your life and you're going to need different income or expenses or things like that. That's when you need in advance to make adjustments, because there's so many different investment vehicles out there that you can use to do different things. They all have pluses and minuses. They all aren't good for everybody. There's not one perfect investment, but there's all kinds of ones that if you put them together, you can sleep a whole lot better at nighttime and not worry about market drops 5%.
Yeah. So again, think about it. There are, as we talked about before we got into the first break here, there are ways to put a buffer around your investments so that you do not lose money in a 10% market drop or 20% or 30%. And that's a short-term thing on the 10% downside protection. It's not for everybody, but again, there is liquidity. There are a lot of different things out there now that are not like your granddad's, annuity contract that went 15 years or something, right? There are a lot of choices. Know what they are. Come in for the free review, and then you can figure it out. If it's for you, great. If it's not, okay, right? 979-836-2903. All right. So what do we make of all of this in the great context as planners? Right, Doug, because we have so many things that are really super important besides just our portfolios. And even going out like we're all going to be doing over Thanksgiving, being with family, that's what's important.
Yeah, and when you get, this might be the time, I was listening on the news this morning, they said one psychologist was saying things you should not talk about at Thanksgiving time.
Not at the table?
Yeah, number one was politics. And then he said money. Now, I'm not sure in what context he means that, but not an argument or a discussion of things. But there's some questions that kids should ask their parents, because ultimately you're the one who's going to be taking care of mom and dad. And so do you want to know, do they have any life insurance? Do they have any disability insurance? What kind of medical insurance do they have? Do they have a high deductible medical plan? Jamie was talking about that on Monday.
Yep.
The high deductible, well, you got to pay a whole lot more out of your own pocket. If that's the case, do they have money in their checking account they can do that with? Do they have more than one checking account? You know, we've settled some estates where the kids kept getting statements in for over a year and a half of things they didn't know their folks had. They'd get a statement, you know, once a year or once a quarter, and the folks died a year ago, and all of a sudden a statement comes in. Oh, I didn't know they had this.
Or it happens right when you're just starting through the probate.
Yeah.
I have a very dear, wonderful friend who was an elderly lady, and she passed away several months ago, and her executor, at her request, we had set all this stuff up years ago. And the thing is, she didn't tell me that she had a debt. And had borrowed money from someone in 1991.
Wow.
And in between, she had a bout with cancer. Back then, her insurance dropped her. I mean, things were bad. And that's why she made that loan. But it was never paid back. I didn't find out about this until I was selling her house. And then the title search popped it up. And I had to search for the heirs of the gentleman who had loaned her the money. I mean, things happen. So you don't want to be in that position with your folks. So we're going to start
a couple things that you should ask
your folks before they become either incapacitated or whatever there. And it's just very important stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be numbers or how much necessarily. Mm-hmm. But one of the first things, you know, what insurance do you have and where are the where do you keep the policies? Mm-hmm. You don't need to know how much they pay for it or whatever. Okay, you got medical, you got Medicare supplements.
Do you have long-term care?
Yeah, do you have long-term care policy?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say just, okay, and where do you keep the policies? So that if something comes up, you can go into your folks' place and grab the policies. And if you don't understand them, then you bring them into us and we'll explain them to you. But now, you need to know where they are and what they have.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, could you possibly set it up in a maybe joint conference with if they have a financial planner or advisor?
Well, that's
work on some documentation so that the advisor would be in the clear because their advisor may have done these things for them, right? And written these policies or whatever, and they may very well have this record. And if they're in the clear to be able to help the kids because the parents have given that information or if they have a power of attorney document or something, that somebody's got this information too.
Well, that's another question you should ask them. Who's on your financial team,
mm-hmm.
the folks? You know, who's
your attorney?
Who's your attorney? Do you have a financial advisor? I know I've got a couple, and it's I don't know if it's an honor or it's a burden, not a burden, but a
obligation.
A good obligation. I've got one guy who says, my wife, I just, in my top right hand desk drawer, it says, call Doug.
Yeah.
My phone number. Because
mm-hmm.
we've worked with their families for years and years, and so I know what he has. And
sure.
So, but your folks, do they have somebody like that?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, who is he or who is she and where are they? And how do I get a hold of them? Same thing with your doctor, your folks doctor. Where do they go? Who do they see? And then what you mentioned is, did they give you the power to be able to talk to your doctor? Because under the new laws, the doctors and hospitals can't release medical information without your express written agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't done that,
they can't talk to you.
Yep. Because they're liable then, and they don't want to pick that up.
Well, and this also, and since so many kids are young people are home from college
mm-hmm.
or schools far away, and they're home for the holidays, while they are here for the next few days, please get them put on with you, if it's going to be you, on a medical power of attorney document, okay? Because if they're away at school and something happens, they become very ill, et cetera, you cannot step in for them unless there is the ability to do so in writing. Yeah.
Yeah. So number one is, do they have insurance? Where are the policies?
Number
two
folks.
Is... Mm-hmm. Financial accounts. Where are they? What do you have CDs? Do you have annuities? Do you have investment accounts? Mm-hmm. And where would we go to find out about those? And like I say, you don't necessarily have to share the numbers or know exactly what it is, but you need to know where to look mm-hmm. And some statements or, okay, in the file cabinet in the garage, I have all my statements for my investments. So now you can go look them up if need be. Yeah, but those are the three things so far is insurance, where are the policies, financial accounts, where are they, and who's on your financial team? Who's your financial, legal, and medical advisors?
Right. All right. So when we come back, the rest of the things that you need to know in case you have to step in and do something to help your folks, right? Okay. So we're coming back. If you've got some specific questions, glad to take those on as well. You want to call us right now, we'll talk in private on the phone at 800-332-7879. That's our radio number open for you now, 800-332-7879. 1-800-259-9279. You're listening to Tony Navarre and Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planners, on the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Bus driver, please look for me.
Hi, I'm Megan Morris, a Brenham High School graduate. As a sophomore at Blinn College, I'm surrounded by professors who are committed to my success. I can earn my degree online or at one of Blinn's 5 campuses. Blinn has one of the state's top academic transfer rates, and I save 42% in tuition and fees compared to the average 4-year university. So register for the winter mini-mester or spring semester today by visiting blinn.edu. Blinn, your college, your future.
Parts for mowers and blowers and trimmers and edgers, washers and dryers and ovens and heaters. That is Parts and More, your Brenham Part Repair Store. Stop in today and pick up the parts you've been looking for. They are the part you need store. Merry Christmas from Parts and More.
Robin Landaway, broker and co-owner of Searchers Realty, is proud to announce that they are now Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Hometown. With over 12 years of experience, Robin Landaway is your go-to realtor for excellent customer service. She specializes in residential, farm and ranch, and commercial properties. So for excellent service in Brenham and the surrounding area, call your local hometown real estate professional with the backing of a trusted and recognized brand. Robin Landaway with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Hometown at 979-203-1793 or visit robinlandua.com.
The heart and soul of any business is its employees. Here at Tegeler Toyota, we have over 207 years of Tegeler Toyota experience. Some of our more tenured employees are Joanne Hollingsworth, 24 years sales experience. Eugene Bodie, 24 years of sales experience. James Frankie, 22 years of service experience. Christy Burleson, 20 years as the office manager. Boyd Housley, 14 years of sales experience. Why would you trust your hard-earned dollar at any other dealer or repair facility? Come into Tegeler Toyota, where we will treat you like family. Visit TeglerToyota.com to view our inventory and service specials.
Black Friday!
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and now through November 27th, save huge on Sealy and America's best-selling brand, Tempur-Pedic.
Black Friday!
Buy a king for the price of a queen, and I'll even throw in a set of free sheets.
Black Friday!
Save up to $1,000 on the most relaxing massage chairs.
Black Friday!
No interest for 5 full years. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys, or call 836-1010 today.
It's Burton Panther playoff football on KWHI. The Burton Panthers in the area round of the Region 4 2A Division 2 playoffs ready to take on La Pryor Friday at noon in Floresville. Our broadcast will begin at 11:30 with the pregame show on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. Then at 12:30, the broadcast will switch over to our alternate feed on our KWHI.com website and our KWHI phone app. Burton Panther playoff football on KWHI.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh on wide and drifting snow. Over the river and through the woods,
how the wind is blowing. That's pretty
neat. Thank you, Craig.
Is that your kids, Craig? Is that family singing?
There's only one thing wrong with that.
What's that, Charlie Brown?
My grandmother lives in a condominium.
Hey, no matter where you're going over the holidays, please be safe and enjoy yourselves, right? Enjoy yourselves, friends, family, shopping if that's your thing. And by the way, just a news alert here on the program, on the Money Makeover Show here. Freebies, we're all about those. You can get those. Hey. Why not?
If you're going there, at least be aware of that there's something free there.
Something free.
If you're going to go there anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Macy's giving away slow cookers, watches, glassware, handbags, Mickey or Minnie plush toys, pearl earrings, blah, 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 blah. Steinmart, $500 gift cards.
If you would,
if you find a gold hanger that they've got stuffed away somewhere in the store. Stage stores, I guess some of the Palais Royals you have to check in your area, though. Teddy bears, $50 to $200 gift cards. Ooh, okay. And I like this one. Petco. Petco shoppers that use their Pals Rewards card can get a free pair of dog antlers when they buy something.
Okay. That'd be good to put under the Christmas tree.
Dog antlers. Hey, we can't live without those things. Yep. All right. Let's go back to what we were talking about with the serious stuff here.
Yep.
What things to talk about with your folks if you're going to be around people this holiday, right?
Yeah, if you're going to all meet together in because maybe you don't get to see your folks. You live in a different part of town or they live in a different part of the country and you're traveling up there to see them. Yep. But these are some questions kids should ask their parents. We talked about asking what insurance do you have and where are the policies? We also asked about where do you have your financial accounts, banking, checking, investment? Where are they and where can we find them if need be?
Mm-hmm.
Then we ask, who's on your financial team? Who's your do you have an attorney? Do you have a financial advisor? Who's your doctors or where do you go? What clinic or what hospital?
Right.
And then the other thing is, where's your tax files?
Yeah, sometimes that can be important.
Yeah, that one. And then another one is passwords. With so much online stuff going on, you're not supposed to write down your passwords, but you need to have a record of them someplace because there's so many different websites that you go to. It could be banking websites, investment websites, insurance, whatever it happens to be, but where are the passwords? And they have some neat things now. They got thumbprints and they've got ones that are remember all your passwords for you. But you need to do that one, your tax files. The one that you talked about earlier, Tony, is advanced directive of power of attorney,
right.
Healthcare directive, and also a will. Where's your will?
Sure.
That's not.
Yeah.
That comes down to me as the financial paperwork for most people. The safety deposit box. Do you have one? And if so, where's the key? And can somebody get in it? I'm not a big fan of safety deposit boxes because if the owner dies, the beneficiaries can't get into it.
Yeah.
They can't
get
again, into it.
Again, if you have the proper documents to act on your folks' behalf, your mom or your dad or whoever, maybe a great aunt or
brother or
whoever.
Sister even.
Sure, brothers or sisters. And remember, this also goes for your kids who go away to college or school somewhere, you know. So, again, these are all very important items.
The other one that we run into quite a bit is beneficiaries.
Yeah.
Are they up to date? Life insurance policies, pensions, investments, because beneficiaries trump anything that's in the will. Doesn't matter what it says in the will. If it has a beneficiary on it, that's the way it is. Working with a family right now where mom died and dad was a beneficiary. Dad died and never changed things. So now what happens, it has to go to the estate. It has to go through probate.
Ugh.
Whereas if they would have had a beneficiary, it would have just passed. It's going to take several weeks and months now because you have to open an estate account and you got to get the funds transferred. And then once the estate account done, then it goes according to the will and you got to file it with the court.
Well, and here's something else. News alert here. I was talking with our friend and colleague, board-certified estate and probate attorney Bill Hayes, yesterday about a case, right? And Bill reminded me that if you have someone who's passed away in Harris County, that's the Houston area, right? Harris County, virtually every judge, and that includes all the probate judges, are changing out January 1.
Ooh.
All the incumbents were voted out, and there's a whole bunch of new ones in. And if you have an estate that might be handled there, right, your attorney may not know that new
Everything's up in the air now. Mm-hmm. Unknown.
Yeah. So there could be some additional, I would think, a few additional delays here and there on getting some things done. Everybody gets their systems in place.
Yeah,
and
trying to get up to speed. That's a huge backload.
Yeah, and again, it's not as easy as when, you know, somebody like Bill, for instance, goes in there, who's been working with some of these judges for years. Now they're gone, and now he's got to get acquainted with all the new guys and gals.
Yeah.
Different. So, just a word.
Yeah, and that's, there again, who's on your financial team. Mm-hmm. So, just check your beneficiaries, check your wills, your power advance. Usually it's called a will package. I know we work with some people here in town, and they'll do the will, the medical directive, the medical power of attorney, the medical release form, all that stuff. It all comes together. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing to get into place. But the beneficiaries work so much easier distributing your assets.
Well, and just for a second, when you were talking about power of attorney, this does not mean that you or your folks suddenly are out of control of your stuff.
Right.
All right? Because these things spring into action, springing powers of attorney, right? When the loved one is incapacitated and there are specific things that have to happen before the kids or whoever are going to be responsible and be able to step in for their folks on things that their folks, maybe they're in the hospital, they're having a stroke, they're having a surgery, whatever it may be. Again, these things do not come into power unless there is a reason for it. And it's very, very clearly spelled out in these documents.
Yeah, and that comes back to the point of, where do you keep your important papers?
Yep.
If you had to walk into my house today, because you were the person in charge, was going to handle things, and I'm incapacitated, I can't talk to you because I'm incapacitated, and you have to walk into my house and find, okay, what insurance policies? What doctors? Who do I call? How do you pay for some of these bills now? Where's the investment? Where do you go to find that stuff? And so think of it that way. If somebody comes in that doesn't live with you or doesn't work with you, and they got to find all these things, at least have them in one spot.
Yeah. In fact, I was pressed into service just in the last couple of weeks to find the life insurance policy for a client's spouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and some of those life insurance companies.
And I had a copy. It wasn't something that I had done for them or for her. She got that through somebody else many years ago, but I made sure I had photocopies with her permission of these things just in case. And sure enough, the spouse came and said, I don't know where this document is. I have no idea. Do you have anything on this? Yes. Full thing, the policy number, the whole thing.
And then you can call the company, because a lot of times the companies have switched, bought out, changed names.
Yep.
The one that pops into my head a lot, and I don't know the total progression, it used to be Lutheran Mutual. Very good company. They turned into Kuna, and now there's some other company. I don't remember what the third one is. Mm-hmm. And so you get a statement like that. Well, what is this?
Yeah.
At least if you have the statement, you can call the company or the account or something. That's why another reason to start a relationship with a financial advisor, just so that somebody knows what's going on financially in your life, especially if your kids don't live in the same state, same city.
Or if they're working somewhere abroad. I've had that one happen, too.
Yeah, that's a lot tougher.
Yeah. So, again, these are things to, I know you don't want to necessarily broach these topics, but around the holidays, if your loved ones are not right here close by, it is an opportunity to at least get a conversation going on this. And, you know, it's all logic. It's logical stuff. It's not that you're going to try and pry into their affairs or grab something from them that you shouldn't have yet. You know, all of these reasons why our folks sometimes don't want to talk to us.
Well, it was before, because when your folks were young, grandma and grandpa lived with them. Mm-hmm. You know, so they knew everything was right there. They all lived together in the same area. Well, now families are all over the place. And so, no, you don't get to see what's happening on a day-to-day basis or the statements that come in from the bank or the whatever, the different banks. Because mm-hmm. I know a lot of you used to, I remember years past when interest rates were higher, used to shop CDs. And so you might have CDs at five different banks.
Yeah. Hey, we have seen that.
Yeah.
We have seen that.
That's not unusual at all.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then they renew and whatever, so the kids have no idea where to even go ask. So have it all in one spot. Have that discussion started. You can tell the kids, hey, I keep most of my stuff in the file cabinet in the garage. You can go look in there. That would be the first place to look. And that's fine. You don't have to necessarily go into everything.
Yes.
Just that's where to go. And I have these things, and I have insurance, and that's where our medical is. That's where our investment folders are. And so you look in there. Something happens to us, you can find the stuff.
There you go. All right. A few words of wisdom right there. And when we come back, one more thought on this, too, by the way. But when we come right back, and then we're going to have a little bit of commentary as we get into the holiday weekend here. So send you on your way with a smile. There you go.
It will be good.
Yeah. So stay with us. And of course, if you've got a question, got an idea or two, something we didn't touch on, but you want to talk about it, call us right now and we'll talk to you on our radio line for the Neal Financial Group. And that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony Navarre and Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planners, on today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Everything's on sale at Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham starting Friday. Extra discounts on everything in the store, even sale items, for 3 days only. Free box springs on select Sealy Posturepedic and Stearns & Foster, made right here in Brenham. Save up to $1,000 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. Lazy Boy leather recliners start at just $549. Schleiders has over 100 recliners in stock and ready to deliver. The lowest prices of the year on the best brands, like Best Home, Franklin, Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, England, Largo, Medlip, Mayo, Lazy Boy, and more. Get extra cash discounts or 60-month 0% financing. This is the time to save big for 3 days only at Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic.
Quality. J.H. Foskey Jewelers is having their very first Black Friday sale ever. Everything in the store is 15 to 60% off, one day only, including lines such as Frederick Duclos, Roman and Jewels, Imperial Pearls, Seiko watches, and much more. All pieces still come with their burgundy box, signature gift wrapping, and a lifetime of free cleaning and checking. J.H. Foskey Jewelers will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stop by J.H. Foskey Jewelers at 527 Highway 290 West, next to Applebee's, for their very first Black Friday sale.
For gifts of lasting beauty.
Wouldn't you like to drive home in a new car, truck, or SUV? LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac offers a complete lineup of GM vehicles with something for everyone. Family cars, sports cars, small pickups, big crew cab trucks, small, medium, large SUVs. Whether you want great gas mileage, more cargo space, or something luxurious, you'll always find the perfect choice at LaRoche. So when you're ready to drive home in a new vehicle, drive on over to LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
The end of 2018 is the start of big savings for you on New Holland tractors and equipment from WC Tractor. Now's the time to take advantage of new Section 179 tax incentives by deducting the full cost of valid equipment purchases from your 2018 taxable income up to $1 million. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy for details today. And be sure to ask about 0% financing for up to 84 months during the year-end celebration. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Radio Shack is still here in Brenham.
Cobb's Electronics, your Radio Shack store, is in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They've got musical, electrical, and acoustic instruments, including guitars and digital keyboards. Also, all the computer accessories you need to complete your computer or to set up a network. And the best part, they're right here in your own hometown. So for smart prices on the latest electronics and accessories, visit Cobb's Electronics, your Radio Shack store, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 till 6 and Saturdays till 5.
Kay's Mutt Hut, a doggy resort and ranch nestled on a beautiful ranch in the country, is specifically designed to ensure your dog's safety and comfort. Your best friend will experience a pleasurable and incomparable experience while giving you the peace of mind that your pet is safe, healthy, and happy. They offer dog boarding, daycare, and spa services. Let Kay's Mutt Hut be your pet's home away from home. Transportation to and from the ranch is available. Kay's Mutt Hut, 6955 Hummingbird Road in Brenham. Find out more online at kaysmutthut.com.
It's Brenham Cub playoff football Friday afternoon on KWHI. The Brenham Cubs, winners over Bernie Champion in the bi-district round of the playoffs, move on to the area round to take on Sherryland. Friday afternoon, Cabinet Stadium in Corpus Christi. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. Join Tommy Lange and me for all the action. 12:30 pregame on your voice for Cub playoff football. AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
That's kind of the way the day's shaping up here, kind of relaxed. Coming up from Thanksgiving tomorrow. One point I want to make here that we were talking about where things are, financial papers, and when you get with your family, and why we talk like this, because we, between Tony, Jamie, and I, we work with at least 44 different widows in their financial lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've seen all these things.
Yeah.
That's why we're not just, this isn't theory, this is real life.
Mm-hmm.
So at least the widows know where to go.
Yeah, and the thing too is that for folks who don't have kids to help with these things, who else are you going to pick, right?
Yeah.
Is there anyone else? A truly wonderful friend of, you know, 20, 30 years? Like I did for my friend who mm-hmm. recently passed away, a widow lady. So again, think of these things, get these things lined up so you can sleep better at night knowing that you and those you care about the most are taken care of that way.
Okay, and now we've got some items that came from sites, kind of like the country store. Little things advertising for giving away or selling things.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first one is free puppies. Half Cocker Spaniel, half Sneaky Neighbor's Dog. That's for one. Or you can have another free puppies ad. The mother is an AKC German Shepherd. The father is Super Dog, able to leap tall fences in a single bound. Might be the Sneaky Neighbor's Dog, too. Here's another one for you ranchers. This was a ad kind of like from the country store site, like that one. This mm-hmm. was cows and calves, never bred. Also, one gay bull for sale.
Jeez.
Okay. Here's one for all you guys. After you finish Thanksgiving dinner, a Nordic track for sale. $300, hardly used. Call Chubby. Here's an ad that sometimes just common sense doesn't play into things. Georgia peaches for sale. California grown, 89 cents a pound. That something doesn't work there. California peaches. I'm sorry, Georgia peaches, California grown.
Mm.
Oh, here's a good one. Craig liked this one the best, I think. Joining nudist colony. Must sell washer and dryer, $300.
No. Now there's an ad for the country store.
No, Craig, I was just putting Craig on the spot. He didn't say that.
Okay.
Here's one for all you young ladies. A wedding dress for sale. Worn once by mistake. Call Stephanie. And the best one is for sale by owner. A complete set of Encyclopedia Britannica, 45 volumes, excellent condition. $1,000 the best offer. No longer needed. Got married last month. Husband knows everything. Okay. That just had to do some of those things.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, the really great thing is, I think Thanksgiving is really pretty much my favorite holiday because everybody gets together, you eat, you relax, you have a lot of fun.
Maybe watch some football, depending upon who's on.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I guess, could get into some arguments, too.
Yeah. We have to be careful with that,
yeah,
I guess.
We're going up to Fort Worth, and they're Dallas fans, and we're Texans fans. And mm-hmm. so that's always kind of fun there.
Yeah. But the best thing is, though, is that we get to renew, whether it's friendships with friends and neighbors that we're all mm-hmm. gathering together with, or family members. We get to renew some of those relationships. I think that's a great time. It's just a great time of year.
Yeah. Couple more things I want to talk. This was from a Sony presentation years back. And they did you know that back in 2010, the top 10 in-demand jobs in 2010 did not exist in 2004?
So they're all techie stuff?
Well, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. I can believe that.
We're currently preparing students for jobs that don't even exist yet. Mm-hmm. Things are coming down the pike. Let's see what another good one here. Oh, if you are in China, if you are one in a million in China, or you've heard that phrase, you're one in a million. There are 1,300 other people just like you.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's kind of unbelievable. Okay. What other good little tidbits here? Oh, the number of years it took to reach a market audience of 50 million. Radio took 38 years before they had 50 million. TV was 13 years. Internet was 4 years. iPod was 3 years. Facebook was 2 years. Things are changing.
Time does march on, and we're about to the end of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. We are very thankful for you who listen to our program.
Yes. Enjoy your day tomorrow with your family or by yourself or with your friends. And we'll see you back here after on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neil Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.